Last year was obviously quite a big year for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a many things. Our first album, loads of festivals. Yeah, it was great.
Massive year for you guys. And how does it feel looking back on it all?
Yeah, good. I think when you're doing it, you're just thinking about the next thing. Obviously, we were playing. We did, you know, gladly. But then you're thinking, oh, the record's coming out. But looking back now, I feel very proud actually of all the stuff we did last year.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'm excited for more to come.
Yeah, obviously you started this year with a bit of a bang as well. We've just released a new single, Sweet Dreams Baby.
Yeah, we have. Because the album came out in September, so we've put this one out and we're kind of busy working on an album two at the moment. So hopefully there'll be some more music around the corner.
Yeah, just like the name suggests, I feel like it has quite a dreamy, alternative rock feel about it. Do you feel like that's what's going to come more in the album?
I think so. I think we'll build on what we've done before and kind of do something. I don't know. It's pretty similar, I think. I think that's the vibe.
So obviously when you make a new track, I think the one thing that obviously makes you guys stand out as a band is the fact that the lead vocalist can sort of change on each track.
Yeah.
So at what point making a track do you decide who's going to lead it?
Do you know what? It's never like a conscious decision thinking, oh, this is going to be a James song or this is one that I do. Normally the ones that James is singing are the ones he does a lot of writing on his own. They're the ones that he brings to the table, and songs where I sing are the ones that we've kind of worked on from the start together. So it's the more collaborative ones, I guess.
Obviously when you like roll back the years and when you think about when you first started forming as a band, was it always the plan to have the two vocalists, or did it just come about naturally?
I guess not, because the first song was Regeneration, and I guess I probably was just in my head. I thought I'd do kind of some backing vocals and things like that, which is how it started. And then a few more songs came in, and then James was like, I'll be really good if you sang on this one. And it just kind of progressed from there, really. And people seemed to like it. And the way we work and the way we write, it works for us. So we're just continuing to do that, I guess.
Yeah, the fans obviously love it. So you can't really go wrong. You just got to carry on doing what you're doing, I guess.
It's good because you can, you know, sing your bit and then you can have a bit of a break when you're on stage.
Speaking of being on stage, obviously you've got the biggest tour you've ever had coming up quite soon.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about this tour. It's kind of tying up some of the venues that we didn't go to last year. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And then we're going to America.
Yeah, the America thing must be quite exciting as a band, really, because it's like a milestone in how successful you're becoming.
Well, yeah, it kind of hadn't sunk in, really, when we knew it was kind of on the cards and it was happening and we announced it. Only the last week or so, we've been like, oh, God, we're going to America for quite a long time, which is really exciting.
Coming back to London, obviously, and the UK tour, I've got a bit of a bone to pick because you're not playing a London gig.
No, well, do you know why? Because we did, our album came out in September, so we did a tour of kind of bigger cities, and obviously London being hometown show, we did a sold out show at Scala, so that was kind of the big one end of last year. So this tour is kind of the places we didn't go, but we'll be doing a London one again soon. Don't worry.
That's fine, thank you, just for me. Obviously we're based in London, so obviously it's your hometown. Do you have any places that as a band you like chilling out in, or places you've grown up with that you can recommend checking out?
Well, we're based kind of Forest Hill, New Cross Way, and that's, we rehearse down there in a place called Music Room, which is a great music rehearsal place, and they do really good offers for students as well. So I would recommend any uni students to check that out.
What's the target for the new album then? Are we expecting it by the end of the year, next year?
Well, it's all very TBC at the moment. We would like to put it out this year. So that's the plan. So if everything goes according to plan, it will be out kind of end of this year. So kind of just about a year after our first one.
Perfect. And finally, what does the rest of this year have in store for you, apart from the album writing?
Well, we've got this tour coming up in a few. We start next week and then we go to America. Then we get back in May, and then recording a new album and playing loads more shows.
Perfect.
loads of gigs.
Quite a busy one then.
Yeah.
Nice one. Well, thank you for chatting on Smoke Radio, and obviously...
No worries.
Have a fantastic tour.
We will. We'll see you in London soon.
Great. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.